Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony. Hello.
I'm April.
And April. I am Corey.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah. Hey, lads.
Everybody.
How is everybody doing?
Hey. Pretty good. It's been a good week so far.
Good. You got Aretha on your shirt, all right?
Yes, Riri.
All right, and then you got her on yours. All right.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got the little song trip on there. Okay, that's what's up. What's everybody drinking?
I am having a vodka tonic.
Okay.
And I just have a little wine tonight. It's a little slow night.
Okay, Ebony, what are you drinking, my dear?
I am in recovery mode, so I am water.
All right. I am drinking a strawberry margarita.
Oh, and it's dressed. What are you recovering from, Ebony?
Yes, what are you recovering from?
I am recovering from my charcuterie board party that I had on Saturday.
Mm. Was it fun?
That's one hell of a recovery.
Blast. Yeah, I drank a lot. I had a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
What was the time frame of this party?
From 2:30 in the afternoon until about midnight.
Boy, you guys had
y'all had a time.
we had a time last night. Yeah, it was a funky good time. We must have swerved and I don't know the names of all the dances they did because I don't do line dances like that. But honey, I thought this was a bar. We had a piercer.
I saw Mama get pierced.
Yes.
She got
her little
Marilyn Monroe.
The Marilyn Monroe piercing.
Mm. She did. and that's her business. I
would have never allowed that.
So, I don't give a shit. That's her life. Let her live it the way she wants to. But it was fun. Like, we had so much food and so much drink, and we played games, and we played Jumbling Towers. That is the cheap version of Jenga.
Okay.
And so I wrote on the tiles.
Ooh, they had to do shit.
Yeah, so I made it extra fun. So it was a really, really good time. Yeah.
Good for you. Glad you guys had a great time.
My face was stuck like this. Because I was fake smiling so much because I was really ready for people to go at like 8. But my face was just
it's
stuck.
It's still a long ass time. It's a bunch that turned into a whole night party. Like y'all had to make second meals and shit.
No, it was so much food. Like there are so many charcuterie boards. That it was just, they were just filled with food. And I cooked 80 pieces of chicken. So it was literally like.
How many guests did you have?
There were about 12, I want to say.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
That was nice.
Oh, yeah, it was a good time in. It was just a good time.
You know, it's nothing. Oh.
Yeah, Raquel Smart came and kicked it. Cotton had her drinking shots. Honey, I thought to myself, oh my God.
Did you have to put Cotton to bed?
Huh?
Did you have to put Cotton to bed?
I had to send her to her room.
Okay.
I was like, it's time. But it was just a really good time. And I mean, she divorced and she had over 100. So on the, it was dare or drink.
Come on now, you got to share that.
She had 100. What?
I had to give context. So we played, of course, I told you, Jumbling Towers. And so one of the things that was pulled was truth or dare or truth or drink or dare or drink. So she chose truth. and leave it to one of my guests because, you know, cotton was cottoning. And so she was like, Ebony, I'm sorry. And I was like, what? And she was like, I'm about to ask her this. And I didn't know what she was going to ask, but I knew she was going to ask something crazy. I knew that my friend was going to ask Cotton something crazy. And I just had to brace myself for it. And she was like, how many dicks have been now? And the response was like 167.
How give or many take. Dicks has been in your mouth? 167 dicks.
Or give or take.
How did she count that many?
Right.
How I think she was giving or taking it. I mean, she's 67. I guess it'll be 10 a year. I mean, is that right?
Well, I guess that's not so bad.
That's a fun year.
I don't know.
There was probably a 20 year off in there somewhere, maybe. That brought it.
I mean, she said give or take what it was, but we had such a good time.
Dealing with two niggas a month is not that difficult.
That's what I'm saying.
So, right. And she got a lot of years on us, so.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I wouldn't know what my count was.
I have counted one time. I did count. Like one day I was like, I want to count and see. I don't remember what it was, to be honest with you. Well, actually, it was sex partners. I don't remember. But
what's a guesstimation of how many dicks have been in your mouth in your lifetime?
Probably somewhere between maybe like 30 and 40. Somewhere in between there, I would say.
I don't think that's a lot, but I can honestly say that you have beat me at something, sir.
You got me beat, buddy.
You have me beat.
Oh, you know.
Ebony, how many?
You can't win them all.
Thank you.
Honestly, so we know it's less than 30.
Yeah, and I would honestly say less than 20.
Okay.
Is it because you just don't like sucking dick?
It's because I didn't do it to everybody.
I mean, I feel that. I got to go back to like, when did you actually start? You know, it might have been some young hit or miss, but you still wasn't. And then I had several years of being married, and that was the only dick in my mouth. It was not a good dick in my mouth. trash dick in my mouth. But I think getting really mid-20s before I got married again, because I got three marriages to count. So they got all the dick in my mouth at those times. Mm-hmm. But the in-betweens and the really knowing what I'm doing and proud and knowing how to make it work. Yeah. I would say, you know, it's probably up in the maybe, I don't know, 15, 20-ish, maybe. I think that I'll take that as a homework assignment.
You don't need to take it as a homework assignment.
Get your numbers up.
Oh, I'm no. Well, you didn't mean like actually. Do you mean like
to count?
Counting the counting.
Yes, the counting.
Oh, okay, the counting. I was like, no. This is not. We give you homework. You don't get to pick your homework. No.
Exactly. She's like, I'm about to have dicks in my mouth.
How many dicks you can suck? No. I'll table that segment. And come back with a factual number. Next.
I have had three dicks in my mouth.
Boom.
Three.
You don't like sucking dick?
Absolutely not.
Have we ever discussed this?
I mean, we've discussed it on the show several times, but there's been three dicks. And at first it was only two for a very long time because it was only the two dicks that I was married to. Because I just didn't suck dick unless we was married. And so now I can say there's been three dicks in my mouth. One non-dairy dick.
Okay.
The power from it is so amazing.
It's still not something that I thoroughly enjoy doing. However, I now see the pleasure that it brings, because like the first husband, he liked it, but he just was too big. It was just too much. The second husband didn't really care for it, so it wasn't really a requirement. And then the dick that I currently suck, like, I just like the reaction to it and, you know, the interaction of it all. So I don't mind doing it, but it's still not one of my favorite things to do, but I do it. And I do it without being asked. Because before, you know, you got to ask for that shit. It got to be a holiday, your birthday. It had to be a special occasion, anniversary.
Special occasion, Lisa.
Heck yeah. That's how I was. My first marriage, it was like, oh, then he was smart. Because he was like, oh, it's Hanukkah. And I'd be like, what? It's a holiday.
So, yeah, I'm taking all holiday dick sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
True story. It's never been my zhuzh. So, you know. But I was married for half of my life. So
yeah.
This was a kind of a discussion with me and someone. Do you think that you are not good at it?
No, I feel very confident that I'm good at it. I mean, even my second husband came on the show because everybody didn't believe me and said, you know, it's not that she's not good, you know, he just didn't require it. And I mean, I just didn't like it. It's just like, I came from the era where it was like, if you put that in your mouth, your teeth and your tongue gonna fall out. So I just never did it. And then, you know, my friends that I hung out with, you know, they might have been having sex, but they wasn't sucking dicks. Like, everyone sitting around, we having conversations like, oh, I'm sucking dick. Like, Minty wasn't saying that. Like, my friends weren't going around sucking dick.
Yeah, because it was still very nasty, taboo to do it back then.
Yeah, so we didn't, suck dick.
Yeah,
we didn't suck dick. Oh, no, but you was going to eat my pussy. Now, that's different, because my cousins, older cousins and sister told me, you don't even let them penetrate you without eating your pussy. So that was a whole other something else. Again. Yeah, so you never got to, there is not a person that ever got inside of this and never got to eat, and had to eat it. Because that was they taught me that, but nobody said, go out and suck a dick. Nobody told me that. So I didn't suck dick. Okay. But then, you know, when I learned how to do it, I was like, okay, you know, I actually took a little lesson. A lady came and showed me and my friends how to properly suck dick. It was a little class, you know, so I feel very confident that I'm pretty good at it. But yeah, it ain't something that I just want to do.
Gotcha. I do have a lot of friends like that is like, they shit. You know, they be like, oh, I want to suck some dick tonight. Like, that's like goals for the day. And they love it. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, I have friends like that too. But I didn't have them friends when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Corey, do you have friends? Okay. You know how, like, for women, it's like, you can't, if you're not going to eat me, you can't have me. Are y'all, are gay men like that? Like, if you're not going to eat my booty, then...
I don't think that it's necessarily like a rule or anything like that. Of course, I think you want that, but it's sometimes you in a position where it's like, we just gotta fuck. We just wanna fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It ain't like the whole shebang. You know, we at a party, we finna go in this bathroom real quick and we gotta get in there and get it. Like, we can't do the whole thing. So it's sometimes where it's just, we fucking, that's what it is. But, or sometimes you don't even feel like all of that, you know, let's just get mm-hmm. to it. You know?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I will say that if it's more of a like casual kind of like kickback. We, you know, we chilling or whatever. That is something that you gotta, come on, let's get this going. But yeah, sometimes it's not necessary. Or I don't really care.
If you are a bottom, would you expect your ass to be eight? But if you're a top, you expect your dick to be sucked?
I think for the most part, yes. I like I always say, I want everything wet. So I don't like if I'm dating a top or whatever, he don't like his ass played with. There are some tops that like, don't fuck with my ass. Like, I don't like that. So that's probably going to be somebody that's just a fuck. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like really date somebody.
Right. That's the same with women too. Cause there are some females that don't want their pussy ate and don't want you to penetrate them with fingers or anything. Definitely. Don't play with my breasts, like all of that.
Really?
Definitely. Yes. Wow. Absolutely. I
didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't even see that for me, because I'm gonna want to poke you, I'm gonna want to touch you, I'm gonna want to lick you. I don't do everything.
I don't like really having like limitations of, you know, like I don't like that. I want to do everything, and I want everything done to me. So it's kind of boring if somebody's like
restrictive.
Yeah, I don't suck dick. What?
So have y'all ever heard of gooch grease?
No, please.
Is it leaving stains and drows?
Well, apparently the Fox News here in Houston did a story about it. It is something that
on the news.
It was on the actual news. It is something that is, it's apparently it's always been an issue, but I think now more than ever for men. So basically what gooch grease is, a buildup of lint, sweat, and fecal matter that is like accumulates in the gooch area. And some people suffer from it, like an excessive amount of it. And so men have apparently started to wear women's pads to get that gooch grease, so they're not embarrassed by having to leave stains in their clothes.
But don't you just
wash
shower daily?
So it drips?
Yeah.
I don't see. Yes.
Yeah, because it's sweat. You know, when you sweat, I mean, even as women, we sweat between our vaginas, so it could easily be.
Yeah, I don't sweat like that.
Vagina okay. juice and
not sweat. Not driplets though.
I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, especially if you don't have any hair on your vagina. You're going to sweat if you're in a hot environment. You're going to sweat. But we're talking about men. So they're sweating.
That's where I'm like.
Construction workers in all of that gear and all the sweat and shit. So they putting on pads now to catch some of it.
Listen, I didn't even know this was a concern.
It's a problem. Yeah,
babe, can I borrow one of your pads? I'm out of mine.
Can you imagine? I can't.
I don't know that I'm against it. If he know that he's sweating so bad that he leaving stains in his drawers, and nigga, what we doing?
I'm just confused because I feel like a daily cleaning will rectify this.
I don't know that.
Lint and all that shit, that means you need to go to, when you go to the bathroom, you need to wipe your
ass.
You're
not changing your underwear.
That means you need to,
they need some baby wipes.
You need exactly. You need to have some dude wipes. And you need to, when you go to the bathroom, you need to wipe all that shit up, not just piss and dab your ding-a-ling. You need to
wipe your ass.
But that's the thing, a lot of men don't dab their ding-a-ling. That's
like front to back and is leaving instead of wiping. I mean, they wiping back to front. instead of wiping front to back. Like, we're taught not to.
So, but you don't wipe that far up on the gooch.
You should. Don't stuff don't go there.
No, on the gooch.
Well, apparently, only you have balls, that need Vexi pads.
If you don't wipe your ass good, it's gonna be on your balls, and your balls is next to your gooch. So why would it not be?
Listen.
No, I don't. No.
Okay. I know some who did not wash their gooch or their ass good, and who claimed to take a shower. Oh, I can't even think his initials right now. I would say them.
His name start with a C.
K.
K. You done already said his name a million times, Kirk. You done said that stuff on here so many times. Damn. You done said that man name thousand times.
Kirk don't like that.
Yeah, Kirk got ebony.
Nasty
that bastard. That is concerning to me. Really,
he went to go it down on him. And
okay.
And the nigga was funky. Mm-mm.
It was on the
news. He had just got out the shower. He had just got out the shower.
So what's that mean?
Funky.
You watched the shower. He took a bath like a.
He didn't even take a whole bath, because if you take a whole bath, you get all the hot parts. Yeah. Your armpits.
That's not. Under your titties, convinced.
Your vagina convinced he took or your ass.
I'm convinced that he took a shower. And then had the shit, and didn't jump back in the shower to wash his ass.
Oh, you may be.
That's
right.
What I think happened. That's what I ascertained.
He thought his ass was still fresh from the shower after that shit. It was not.
Lord help him. I hope he don't do that to his wife.
Hmm.
He wasn't married then. He is now. Just
Somebody married him.
Maybe he learned to wash his ass.
Yeah, and we share a name. Her name is my name.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know her name was your name. I didn't even know he had a wife. Poor lady. Maybe she's taught him how to wash his ass. Y'all still follow each other on Facebook? Because he don't follow me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know. I wouldn't follow me either because I sure used to call his ass shitty all the time after that. Because we work together. He and I work together. And I used to be like, get your shitty ass in here and do this inventory.
Me goes to Ebony's Facebook page.
I don't think he listens. And if he does, oh well.
If he listens, he's heard his name before because we've talked about his shitty ass.
Oh, yeah, several times.
Several times.
He probably needs one with wings. Okay.
He got a heavy flow.
Goodness gracious. Shit.
All right. So have y'all heard about all this gay allegedly P. Diddy nonsense or sense?
I mean, we've been hearing that for years.
For years, there has been stories, suspect things.
About, because what was that one's name that used to work for him? Bentley
Farnsworth.
Yeah, Bentley.
Yeah, who used to?
That's right.
Yeah, he had came out and said that
Mr. Bentley.
And somebody had came out and followed or something. But yeah, it's been plenty of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but one thing that I will say typically about these Diddy stories is that I have never personally seen myself these people talk about it. It's always somebody else saying such and such saw and such, but I ain't never seen such and such say anything. But it's always been these stories out there.
Yeah, because Jamie Foxx came out and, you know, said some stuff about Diddy's hidden parties. And I was just like, well, how did he know? Was he there? I mean, because he was there, like.
What hidden parties?
Yeah, that P. Diddy used to have these hidden gate, these parties, like these secret parties.
They were gay parties.
Well, you don't think that they were?
I think that some gay shit was happening, but I think that I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, everybody ain't lying on Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly, everyone's not lying. You know how I'm a fan of Diddy. I'm trying to get, you know, I would say, Ciroc, Diddy, you know, we come know on. That just got that melon. Fan. Just got that melon Ciroc the other day. It was pretty tasty. I think that there have been so many rumors, and everybody wants to blame. What's that crazy girl name? That crazy chick?
Jaguar.
That one. She has said a whole lot of stuff, but sometimes, and it's always somebody that's been in the industry that's out, that's not out. In the industry anymore. So they seem so disgruntled and angry. Like, she seemed angry that she didn't get anywhere in her career. I mean, just like, just mad that she didn't go far. So a lot of it came from her, and then his old bodyguard. I mean, just people just saying stuff. And then, you know, Masika, she's saying some stuff. The middle boy mama. The short one's mama. I don't know his name.
Oh, she, Justin?
Is it Justin's mama?
The mama? Designer?
Yeah, the designer chick.
She dressed people. What's that called?
Stylist.
Yeah. You know, I know that she had alluded to having secrets because she's mad that her son got a DUI or whatever. It's just a big old hot mess, man. I just, like, I'm talking from Tennessee.
I feel like if he is gay, so the fuck what?
Right, who cares?
And why am I not being invited to any of these secret
parties? I mean,
okay, like, the fuck? I would give it to Diddy. I'm sorry.
I would too.
Happily. And he's giving me real zaddy vibes now. He can put a little weight on him. I love it.
Yes, real bad. I've always been real bad.
Real bad. Okay.
Real bad.
Real bad.
Yeah. Especially during making the. I really, really liked Diddy during that time. And I still like him now. Like, I mean, he's just funny. I just like him. He's got great skin. I mean,
I've always liked Diddy.
I like his little dance, I like his music. I just liked it. I like the Ciroc. But he do be on some bullshit sometimes.
I was going to say, you over here sucking all on Puffy dick, because you normally be just killing that man. Like, you
so
be
that's 21 dicks you had in your mouth.
Listen, I know I'd be fucking with him, you know what I'm saying? But on this topic, I just like, who cares if that man is like, if that man likes men, so what? Like, he likes women too, and so what?
I hate that it can fucking be used as a negative against someone.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
let him be my whoever he want to fuck with. Why is it that it's always got to be turned around into something?
It sparked back up last month because, you know, last month was Pride Month. It sparked back up last month when he decided to defend. He made some comments defending some gay people and was basically like, you know, you don't got to do that to us or whatever. And I will say this, the us, they were also African-American. So his us could have been us as in African-Americans or us as in gay. Of course, because they were gay, they automatically said gay. Automatically. And so, but if it was us black and us gay, we already know he's not gay. He's clearly bisexual. Clearly.
Allegedly.
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 I mean, no, he fucking.
Yeah.
And probably doing a whole lot of it.
So, I mean, he's bisexual. And then what's wrong with that? So, I mean, bro. I just was just like, you know, this is... Until he like has the Oprah interview and he's like, yes, I'm bisexual. No one's gonna leave him alone. Every time something comes out, every time another celebrity comments, every time someone says, oh, I went to a Diddy party, oh, was it the gay party or is it a straight party? Like, you know, now celebrities are literally like Rick Ross, Jamie Foxx, even Will Smith, they've had to defend what party they've been to. Did you go to the gay party or you went to the, you know, like, why does it matter? If they was there, they were there.
Yeah.
My perception of Hollywood is that they're all fucking weird. And they all be having those weirded out fucking eyes wide shut parties.
I would go.
Okay. I know they do. So whether it's goddamn Kevin Urban or Chris Urban or whoever the fuck Urban or P. Diddy.
But it's only a problem if it's a gay type situation like that. They don't right. really care about a heterosexual freak party.
Okay, so here's another question. Does Carisha care that Diddy might be digging out?
Well, she's made comments that she's attended several parties and stuff like that as well. I don't think she mm-hmm. minds because I'm pretty sure they play together. I'm pretty sure she plays with girls. They play with girls. They play with guys. I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty certain that it's not a big deal for her.
And yeah. I don't think it would be a big deal. And this was something I was talking about, how like the internet always is on somebody about something that they've done. And I'm like, do their people even care? When that whole thing with Chance the Rapper came out and he was dancing with the girl at the carnival and mm-hmm. everybody was in an uproar. And I was like, his wife ain't even said nothing, nor is it... Right. you know, her responsibility to come out and say anything to us, but we don't know if she saw the picture and was like, yeah, baby, have a good time.
You don't know. That's right. You don't know their relationship. And when she go to carnival, she be dancing on men and all on every, like, you don't know they shit. Right.
Yeah. So
I don't, like, I don't even know if that was a true, I'm not even sure if, I remember seeing that picture long before
there's this video. Year.
Yes, I thought it was video. Old. I mean, I know, but I thought it was older
it's
than
It's not
this year.
Extremely old. It's maybe about a year or so that this happened
last
a year
season,
or so ago.
Last carnival yeah, yeah. season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do they bring up old shit? They just like bringing up old shit.
Well, and the video, the video just surfaced. So once the video surfaced, then it becomes like news, mm-hmm. even though it's
and
like
I
so
brought
old.
It up just saying like how people, the internet can be going yeah. hard and like their spouse or something may not even give a fuck about that. And it's like,
right.
why are y'all concerned with somebody else's husband doing? Like,
because actually he was doing what he's supposed to do at Carnival.
At Carnival. Like,
that's what you're supposed to be doing.
And that's exactly. what she, that's what I'm saying. And she does, she's from Barbados. Their Carnival is like crazy
she's
bananas.
From
Barbados.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah. So that's the culture. Like, it's not
that's
a
their
big...
culture. Like, she ain't tripping about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Everybody else.
And they're like, oh, she's pregnant and he's out here dancing on other... If she was pregnant and still dancing on other people too, like they don't, I just don't feel like it is anything. And they was like,
same
oh, they're breaking
Kiki
up
Palmer
over
stuff.
It. They made a whole storyline over it. And
oh,
it was
yeah.
like,
Kiki Palmer shit. I'm glad Kiki didn't even address that shit.
She shouldn't have even addressed it.
Yeah.
She kept doing what the fuck.
Because you, somebody, doing. Mama, you supposed to wear a turtleneck.
Okay.
Get out of here. Well, you know what I will say, speaking of Kiki Palmer, I feel like she has blossomed since she had that baby. Like,
yes, sir.
Old girl had a glow up. Like, it's like, I've never, like, really
she came
looked
into
at
her womanhood. Some
yeah,
women,
I've never
some
looked at like
she's so
beautiful.
Some women define themselves as a woman once they become a mother, because mother hood defines woman to some people. Because mm-hmm. if you, Ebony said it as far, you know, we are women because we can what? Make babies. So mm-hmm. that, so, to some women, that is the epitome of being a woman, is being a mother. And I think it's beautiful. I don't care what she wears. She
yeah,
is
her
gorgeous.
Pregnancy, I agree. I agree with everything Shari said. And, you know, she was having problems with her skin. That when she got pregnant, she cleared right up.
Yeah, it was a glow up. It was
yes.
a glow up. This pregnancy
yes.
was a glow up for her.
Put
yes,
that
it
body
was.
Right. Put that
okay,
yeah, but
body is nice. Like, I was like, yes,
if she do a number two and it's a girl, it's going to go.
Yeah, number two always usually catch you. Yeah.
Listen, because I know after I had my boy the first time, my body had bounced back. Like, as soon as I had him, I had abs again. The belly was gone, the abs was back. So as soon as I had him, but them
Kiki
girls,
though. She's great.
Them girls,
wore mm-hmm. you out.
you had them girls. Your body be like, fuck it. You're gonna be thick. I went from a size 7 shoe to a size 9, 8 and a half.
After the
pregnancy? One kid. After one kid, yes. 7 to 8.5. One kid.
I went up after Brooklyn. I made it through 2. And I was at 8.5. And after Brooklyn, it was 9.5 sometime.
Okay.
They be tearing you up. Kids be tearing you up.
Make you a whole nother part of being a woman, as Kiki has come into her womanhood.
Listen, it and leave her so alone. Good. And they all talking about her baby daddy. Oh, he should be like, you don't know what his ass is doing.
Right.
He ain't went to the Beyonce concert yet. You don't know how he gonna act.
Somebody and said that was him on that Janet Jackson. When Janet Jackson had that dude on that thing.
That's not him.
That ain't him.
I need you to quit listening to all these motherfucking conspiracy theories.
I just listen. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to repeat what I've heard and y'all fix it or throw it back out.
So speaking of babies, and I don't know.
On the side of the road.
Right. Because
no.
Is that what we're gonna talk?
Yeah. But we can because
but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was a good yeah. So are we ready to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. This whole situation, which, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I have been getting my information from
from Ebony.
I'm not saying any name.
Okay.
But I've been getting my information from
sources. What's the initials? What's the initials?
Oh, E.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So y'all don't know
okay.
her.
Let's go.
But anyway, so I've been getting my news from them. So, but the whole situation is like crazy. Of course, I was seeing it all on social media. You know, this girl is missing and, you know, everybody's like, bring back our girls and all of this stuff. And then, so things are unfolding that my source told me that there was a, my source told me that there was a friend that was following her down this road. And then there was a baby and she called, you know, 911. It was like, there's a baby on the road. I'm going to get the baby. And then her car and her wig and stuff was just like blowing in the wind and in bushes and stuff. And then she like turned up at the Red Roof Inn. And I'm like,
right at the Red Roof.
Listen.
At the Red Roof. And I'm like, how did she get to the Red Roof? Somebody was following her. A friend was following her. I'm like, well, what?
Like, okay, so first off, and then I'm gonna say what I gotta say, then y'all can say what you gotta say. Okay. I live in Alabama. I live probably 28 minutes from where the incident occurred. I follow a lot of local people here in Birmingham.
Oh, so it was a local conspiracy.
Yeah, those people, I believe that the information that I received is credible.
Oh, okay. You got some information too.
I understand.
At the Red Roof Inn.
I can't stand you, Corey.
You play the Red Roof Inn.
Listen, I understand that her parents were on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna fend their daughter as they should. They're gonna say absolutely she fought for her life. They're gonna say all those things.
So is that, did y'all watch it? I missed it.
I watched it.
April watched it.
I saw
it after about 10 minutes after April's put it in the chat. And it was too late. It was already gone off.
So were they like defending like my daughter was attacked? Like what, how was their stand?
Send it to there, y'all.
There mm-hmm. were a lot that couldn't be talked about because the investigation is ongoing. However, they were very much in belief of their daughter. to the point of when they said they saw her and she got to the door, she walked in, she wanted to embrace her daughter and she wouldn't allow her. She's traumatized. She's still terrified. She has fought for her life and there is an abductor on the loose. That's what her mama said.
Okay.
And I'm fucking with Carly. That's what I'm doing. I don't think Carly was in the Red Roof Inn.
I've been to Hoover, Alabama before. Mm-hmm. And it's a very small little town. Ebony used to live there. So I've been there before. Mm-hmm.
No, I've never lived there.
I thought the first place that you lived.
That was Gardendale.
Oh, Gardendale's right next to Hoover. It's right next to it.
No, that's still not right next. But I do get my monkey wax in Hoover. And so
I thought it was close to where you lived. Like
no, I just told you it's about 28 minutes because I know because I get my vagina wax over there. Okay. And so that is a busy stretch of road. It's a busy highway. Whatever happened, I'm not saying she wasn't kidnapped or not. I'm just telling you what I feel. And my feelings aren't facts. So there we go. What I'm saying is, I feel like other people would have seen this child on the road.
I think it's something fishy. I'm not disagreeing. I'm totally not disagreeing with you on that. Yeah. Something ain't right. Although, so let me tell you this. They have, the last police report that I read about it said that they could confirm that she was not followed. So that would be nor by an abductor or by a friend.
But how can they confirm that? How can you confirm that somebody was not being followed?
Because nobody stopped to pick her up. But she was only at the same time. But also, y'all, she was only 10 minutes away from home.
What's the baby? This lost baby.
And the Red Roof Inn, I listened to some 911 call. Because the Red Roof Inn 911 call, they had called the police in that there was six carloads of people at the Red Roof Inn because Carly had called and said that she was there. And so all the family went there. I mean, or the people went there.
What did the abductor take her there?
I don't know because I'm just trying to, I'm feeding y'all the news.
Do y'all feel like this is going to be a Jussie Smollett?
No. Yes. Did y'all see the meme? That was my next thing. Somebody had made a meme.
I feel with her like face it morphing into his, Jussie Smollett like.
Yes. Somebody made that meme.
Like
somebody
I told y'all, something in the buttermilk ain't right.
Yeah. And listen.
It's done turned sour.
Yes, let me tell y'all one other thing. So there's a woman here. I cannot remember her name, Angela, but her daughter was kidnapped and murdered. And she's like the equivalent of that person that goes and searches for people when they're lost, like the man who does it. She's the equivalent to him. Okay. And they called her immediately and got her on the case. Well, she made a TikTok. I watched it last night. And the very first thing she said is she was like, I just want to say that I'm thankful that she's home. She said, I can't go into detail, of course, because I can't say what's happening. But everything that she did not say made me believe that this is not what that girl said.
Mm.
And so she's just like, you know, I've been a mom whose child has been missing, so I can understand. So maybe her parents did not know where she was. Maybe this is the grand scheme of things. Like,
yeah, because the last report that I saw, it said that that Carly Russell was found alive and taken to the hospital.
Right, she was taken to UAB. That is correct.
Yeah.
When she was found alive, she walked on foot.
At mama's house.
Yeah, on foot. She got, yeah. And so I'm sure they're scouring those neighborhoods for cameras.
This is the realest shit that I've heard, though. The realest shit. Y'all said that girl was missing. She never said she was missing.
That's true.
That is true. But right. And then,
but I mean, where the baby at though? Where the baby?
Where the baby at though? That's what I want to know. Did somebody report a missing baby?
Everybody keeps talking about this child though. Everybody keeps talking like the child was.
Why was your wig left there?
And let me tell y'all this. Right. Let me say this. Okay, so the only reason why I'm inclined to believe this a little bit of her story is because my daughter called me yesterday while I was at work. She also made a snap about it. So she called me yesterday. She's doing delivery. She's doing orders. She's at, I don't know, somewhere picking up an order. She's in line. Somebody, a man and a child, comes to her and like, hey, I know you. You're my neighbor. You know my wife? And she's like, no, I don't know you. Like, she's confused. And she's on the phone talking to my other daughter. And so my other daughter's like, who is that? Like, who's saying you know them? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know you. He's like, can you please take me and my son to where my wife is? No, you know her. We're your neighbors. We live in such and such. And she's like, no, I don't know you. And so she had to tell the people inside the store that this man had approached her. And I told her she should have called the police, but she didn't. She told the people in the store, and somebody assisted her to her car, you know, because they had left. Because when she went to get somebody, that man and the child left. She said the child looked scared. And it's like, you should have called the police and waited for them to get to the store. So the only reason why I'm saying, like, I believe that, you know, I know that people are using children to get people to go with them. They're using that lure. But who would? Toddlers are so fucking unpredictable. Who is going to put a child?
But we don't even know
what in dark what, on 9:30 night next to a high day and let them go free for all. Let them just go.
Remember when white people used to put them damn blue belts on their kids?
Yeah, the leashes.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's not a white people thing. Stefan had a damn leash on him because that motherfucker was an escape artist. I put a leash on his ass. That ain't just a white people thing.
We was just talking about that. That's why I fell out.
That motherfucker used to just like, oh no, get your ass back over here. That was the best thing they ever invented.
I guess we're just gonna have to see. But my and then the other thing, when people are was her phone on the ground? Was her phone on the ground or was it in the car? Because
it was on the ground. They said the phone was on the ground.
Why was your wig and her cap snatched?
Because somebody snatched her. They snatched her wig and her cap off.
Because
I think it was a combo. It was a wig cap combo.
Yeah, that's why I said it was a wig cap.
You told why you believe. Oh, it's kicking in. You said you believe. This is why I don't believe this shit, because I don't feel like if somebody trying to capture you, they grabbing your wig off or whatever. Like, they grabbing you by the body. Like, that's.
But if you fight him, you
and that saying there was a struggle.
And that to me seems staged. Like, ooh, they know black women ain't finna leave. Let me pull my wig and put it right here.
But then your wig, I don't give a fuck about a wig, but I'm saying that's important to a lot of people. So, but you leaving your wig, your car, your phone, all the shit. You was just on the phone with somebody. Yes, it could be staged, but for what?
There's a reasonable explanation for that. Allegedly,
she know
he was and doing some embezzling.
The police ain't saying nothing about that. The police has back.
Come on, let's hear the steps
all the way up until she left. She got off Burlington. She went by and picked up some food for she and her mama that they had ordered.
They about to trace it.
She saw the baby on the side of the road. She called 911.
What's the food?
They said the food was in the car. She gonna pick up food and not eat her food and leave her wig? No, I'm not fucking with it. Somebody took her. You gonna leave your food, your phone, and your wig. Really?
And they said the car was running.
Wait, and go to the Red Rock.
the Red Roof.
That is not the place to go.
Okay, Emily, what was you about to say?
I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just that this person said that she was embezzling from work, that she had a little bit of a drug problem.
I was going to say, what's the financial situation for her? That was
that she
was
had a little bit question. Of a drug problem. I don't know. I know she, I mean, she's,
how
I
do guess, you a have a little student. Bit of a drug problem.
I mean, she was in a
she
hospital.
Still was functioning and going to work. Because if you are like,
well, sometimes you work in places that you know you can steal from, steal what you need. And if you work at a hospital or a clinic, you're going to steal the medicine from there.
She worked at
Burlington. No, it ain't that easy. It ain't that easy.
Burlington,
but I got to have.
Yes, she worked at Burlington.
Oh, well, then she was definitely stealing.
She was smuggling coats out the back.
Hey, they don't do Burlington coats. They don't do coats no more.
Motherfucking go missing on. Leave your wig, your phone, and your food.
Well, you don't know how long she had been embezzling.
She has some debt. She could have been a manager.
I don't know. Allegedly.
Because you can, those big corporations, you can, if she's a manager, folks can be stealing. I mean, because I mean,
y'all
I
don't know how much you can get for a triple fat goose coat.
You don't have to be. Sweater. You don't have to be management to be hooking your friends up and shit at Burlington.
True.
I mean, did you work at Burlington?
Okay. I did not.
Because you showed
me. She wasn't really retail. Ebony wasn't really retail. Ebony was more food industry. I did more retail.
I only worked at a couple retail stores. That's it. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, I was the manager and I was stopping the motherfuckers from stealing from me.
Yeah, because I need my shrink money. I used to be like,
absolutely.
I need that commission that I get from this shrink.
They was trying to steal.
Exactly. That was me. Yeah. I had my store down to 0.5% on shrink because I wanted them checks, baby.
Well, I guess, you know, time will tell. I will be following the story and getting more stuff.
I need to check for updates right now.
Watch your source, Corey. Watch your source.
Watch your source.
Well, they say consider
especially
the source.
When your source is sober. When you have a sober source, you don't really know. Because, you know, drunk sources speak the truth. That sober source, you don't know. And if that person been off of liquor for about 4 or 5 days,
still recovering.
Still recovering. I don't know.
You know, no. Next time I talk to my source, I'm gonna figure it out.
Okay, find out and figure it out. You're gonna figure it out and find out. Yeah. Corey, what you got for us? You got anything for us today?
I do have some holidays that are coming up.
Oh,
you know what? We missed National Nudity Day.
It was yesterday.
It was the 14th.
Okay.
We missed that.
So participated in that.
I'm sure you did, Mitch, because you don't look like clothes on a regular day.
Actually, tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, this is going to air Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Thursday. So tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Or Friday.
So June 21st.
Okay.
Shit. Is... National Hand Job Day. So I want everybody to celebrate and get a hand job. Okay, Ebony?
Damn, my hand don't work for me no more.
And then July 24th is National BDSM Day.
Yes.
What is that, bondage?
Yes, tie somebody up.
Okay. Oh. Y'all know I've always wanted to be tied up.
Corey, and I remember I told you I got you.
Yeah, like
I got you.
For real. Like that's like a fantasy of mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so that's what I have for us today, those national holidays. Okay. And you guys go out and celebrate that.
Yes. April, what you got? You got any updates? I mean, we already know the masturbation stuff. You've already blown that. Like, what do you have any updates for any past homework? You know, because you always get the homework. If you guys listen to the show and you don't know who April is, she always has the homework. We always give her homework almost on every single show because
She's the homework correspondent.
Yes.
She loves to masturbate and she's been trying to back off. I've been doing a little bit better.
Have the toys made it back into the house?
Fuck yes. But I haven't bought, I really want a new one. But I'm backing off because I may have some other new coming up. So I've backed off a lot, although this morning I use it for so much. And that's the problem, is I use it to wake up. Oh, I need to get up and go. Why not orgasm? You know, you knock yourself off real quick. You lay there for a moment. And then by the next time the alarm goes off from the snooze, you're ready to pop up. I'm like energized and yeah. And then I'm thinking about my upcoming weekend.
I've been thinking about your upcoming weekend.
I've been thinking about your upcoming weekend all day, honey.
Baby.
Yes. Y'all been thinking about your upcoming weekend.
I thought about it so much. I had to go and get my husband some this afternoon.
Listen, I think I spent the day in the bed.
Those are good things. Like masturbation, I think, solves so much. I'm so in disagreement with people. Like, I even know males that don't at all. And I'm like, why would you not have self-pleasure? Like, whenever I get a love, and I'm hoping he on his way from Maryland this weekend, you hear me? I'm still hopeful. I mean, even with that and satisfaction, it's still that part of me that can't nobody else hit but me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to self-love yourself.
Well, Ebony, let's discuss yours.
Discuss my what?
You are not a self-pleasure.
I just said I didn't masturbate.
But maybe nobody masturbates like me.
Absolutely nobody masturbates like
I don't wake up masturbating, at lunch masturbate, and dinner time masturbate, and then go to bed and masturbate. And I don't masturbate for snacks. No.
That sounds like a good day.
Where do you find the time?
I feel like that much masturbation desensitizes your clit and it makes it hard for you to be stimulated by an actual human.
Yes. That's why I was backing off, because of my upcoming weekend. But today, baby,
you had to get it in.
Thinking about that thing.
When I saw the photographs in the chat, I was like, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me look at it now.
Listen, and then Corey's comments on it, his gifts on it. I was like,
hey, Corey.
Okay. I was like, oh, hey.
Let me slide your pussy.
That was still, wasn't that early in the morning too? So I was still in bed.
Early in the morning. We was so on some other shit so early in the morning.
Let me just say this before I get off Meryl.
Okay.
I love the fact that, you know, I love a brother that can do both. You know, I can dress up and I can, you know, dress down. I mean, even though he just got on the show. You know, it's like there's two different. You know,
I kind of like a corporate thug, you know? Yes, that's just my type of nigga right there.
The kind of brother you could take anywhere and he
got that adaptability.
Yes, exactly. So that's me. I don't care where we go. From the corporate to the gutter, baby, I got you.
Okay.
Hey, that's the definition of you, April, for real. Because you can flip, flop, to... Listen.
Who you need me to be, baby? I got you.
Okay. Camellia. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Marilyn got me worked up.
Say my right. name. Say my name.
Excuse me. Okay. Dear Noopies. That's a new nickname. Dear Noopies.
You got Noopies? Okay.
Just call me a problem. Okay. On the 4th of July, my boyfriend had a get together at his home. Well, he invited his 10-year-old son's mother and her boyfriend. This was our first meeting, and she seemed really cool until I excused myself to the restroom. And she followed behind me. Well, I was completely taken back, and I was ready to have to beat her ass in his home. Y'all, that is not what happened. So while I was in the bathroom washing my hands, his child's mother grabbed me and kissed me and started and stated she has been wanting to do that for 6 months. She stated she had been dreaming about me, about dreaming about that. I'm in shock. And at this time, I lost the words. While she was talking, she was caressing my body and slowly put her hands in my shorts and started to finger me.
She liked it. Oh, yeah, you liked it. If she said,
God, hold on.
She done got past the lips and fingering.
And then she pulls, hold on. And then she pulls my shorts off, and I'm pleasured like never before. I mean, she is hitting all the right places. We are missing for about 25 minutes. And finally, she's done. And she says, I bet you asked for a threesome now. Girl, he didn't send her in there to do that. He didn't send her in there to do that to me. He sent her in there to do that to me. Should I be mad?
No, this is hot, baby. I love
it. I'm sorry. I don't even get to go first, but
no, don't be mad, baby. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
I was like, definitely a problem.
Welcome to involuntary polyamory.
What's the problem?
That's involuntary polyamory. Welcome.
Ebony, what was the problem?
No, I'm saying she's definitely a problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because she said, just call me a problem.
Oh, problem. I'm here for it. I'm here for all the shenanigans. That was like a real HBO episode of something, you know, like I say go for it.
Hey, I feel like he set it up the proper way. If you go set it up, listen, you go set it up proper.
I will tell you, from being a polyamorous person, women are more accepting of a polyamorous situation when another female introduces them to it versus the male, because women are going to naturally think, oh, he cheating or he being deceitful. But if another woman presents it, it just smooths it out just a little bit more. So, I mean, it was involuntary, but boo, you done did it. You enjoyed it. Go ahead and have a damn threesome, boo. Get your threesome.
And who's to say what the baby daddy know as far as what her curiosities may have been that never been played out?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, he had that inside that never really happened. And, you know,
and he's still fucking his baby mama. And this is him still fucking his baby mama. And you probably, because the tension ain't there, you actually like her. He's been keeping that shit. And maybe they haven't been fucking, but they want to fuck.
No, so they have that type of relationship.
Her to like, the baby mama.
When they was together, we played around. And so right. We ain't together mama. No more. We could play around.
What did you say, Ebony?
I said, he's definitely been talking about the girlfriend to the baby mama.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. But you know what? It could have actually been an innocent type of situation. Like, he knows her, she knows him, and she could have commented like, well, she fine as fuck. And then, of course, he like, well, if you think she fine, then go ahead and push it. Because that's what they used to do in their previous relationship. Mm-hmm. She done pushed up, and now she like, now we can do this threesome? They can be a whole throuple, girl. Get your throuple on. Go ahead, blend your family up. But wait a minute. Blend it up, honey.
But don't baby mama got a boyfriend? I wonder where he at in this story.
Be a quad. Do a swap. What the?
I see. No, I'm just saying, I wonder, does he know like any of this, or is if it is a situation?
Of course he don't know, because most men don't want to share another want their woman putting another
cheese in it. And a woman is not about to tell that. Yes. Oh, my baby mama's girlfriend just ate my pussy and made me come, and I'm thinking about going and hooking up with them. No, her, the boyfriend don't know.
He may be from that.
Do that shit. I'm that type. I would do that shit. So that would definitely be me.
We already I mean, not,
but not with none of my baby daddy's girlfriends.
That was kind of high.
But I'm just saying, this is a hypothetical. This was a hypothetical, but not none of the one. No, hell no. Not none of my baby daddy's girlfriends. Yeah, no, but hypothetically, yes. Hypothetically, I would.
I may be an ex-boyfriend, but not a baby daddy.
I don't think she should be mad. I don't think she should be upset about it. I think that she should probably just embrace it. Mm-hmm. I would probably just cut off the whole middleman and just have a fling with her.
Ooh.
That's what I mean.
But she's setting that up because she wants the dick. She missed the dick. She wants the dick. She wants the dick to come back.
And in that case, girl, don't do it. Find somebody else to have a threesome with. You already know that you like how girls do you. Find somebody else. Let that bitch go on. Thank you. She warmed you up. You,
get somebody else to do it.
You know what? You can be like, hey, I enjoyed this with you. Let's find somebody else to do it with.
And
this could really go a lot of different ways. And I think it can go. It's a good time problem.
Too, because she could be with the baby mama and the baby daddy, or she can be with the baby mama and the
boyfriend,
or the baby mama and somebody damn else altogether.
You got a lot of situations.
And five people all together. Sounds like
involuntary polyamory that y'all are going to make a consensual polyamory.
Just mm-hmm. live your life, honey.
Yes,
they're gonna be safely.
Yeah. Do it safely. Yes, because you know, in Houston, a whole study just came out.
Thank you.
That syphilis is on the rise here. It's like 128%. I'm keeping my pussy in the house. Okay.
Mm. Listen. And I know who the super spreader is. I mean, well, let me rephrase because I didn't get anything.
You know, patient zero.
So,
I know the outbreak monkey. And his initials are going to be CR because I'm just going to lead. Of course, I don't have syphilis. But if syphilis was a person, because he's straight gutter trash, I'm going to say he is my fucking ground zero, the outbreak monkey, the thing that Brad Pitt wants to go kill from the Z people, whatever the fuck it's called, that is him.
No.
Planet Z. What is that show? Yeah, all that.
Damn.
I'm sitting down with you.
He said he's the Albert. He's ground zero.
Yes. He is that damn.
It says that it is 128% up in women.
Somebody I got to
keep my pussy at home. I be wanting to just slap my pussy everywhere. I can't do it.
That's probably this, and in the high numbers is probably at the senior living facilities.
Ooh. You ain't never lied. We done discussed that before.
Yes, because they be doing it, baby,
and don't wear condoms. A condom mm-mm. for what? I don't. For what? I can't reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, and then think about their age. They ain't even of the age of condoms.
And then a lot of them been married. You know, for 40-something years, and their spouse is dead, and now they, you know, dealing with all of this. They didn't really know nothing about no condoms and shit back then.
Yeah, right. They do. They STD rate is super high. Senior living facilities and communities.
Hey, it's a branch around there just throwing a thing on everybody.
Listen, my godmother, she lives in a senior
living
facility in Mustang, And when I hung out with Shady her the last time, I definitely asked her, I was like, you got some booze up in here? She said, oh no, I would never. I'm like,
Yeah. All right, Miss Bernice.
Girl. Yes.
Oh my God. All right, y'all. Well, this has been a great episode of Naturally Unbothered. Ebony, won't you go ahead and take us out?
Okie dokie. You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas and Ebonites. Y'all have not disappointed me in 2023. Y'all keep these
at all
advice. Yeah, they've been, I mean, listen, y'all got some issues. Okay.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we've been doing this for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, baby, folks was like,
y'all it has been some find good, out. Some good
these been some good yeah. shit. Thank you.
So thank y'all for trusting me with your life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm nosy as hell, so thank you. I appreciate that. I need Yes, listen, I've been reading these while I'm on my lunch break or while I'm at work. I'll just be reading like, oh, goodness, Tracy's godly, help me. But anyway, all right, so thank y'all so much, Ebonites. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please make sure you are watching us on YouTube, that you are rating us, you're leaving a review, you are selecting that notification bell so that you are notified every Thursday when we upload new episodes. Please like, share, subscribe, please subscribe, please, bam. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. Stand up, Shari, show that tank.
It's a little crop top.
Oh, the crop top, yeah, show the crop top. Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah, the little hoisms and all that. Good hoe. You're a good hoism or something. Yeah,
good. I'm a good hoe.
Good wholesome. Yeah. So please. April's going to have a very fantastic weekend. If y'all want to know how her weekend went, we are starting. Yeah, please give us an update. Call in for that. If we are doing something very special on the podcast now. We've got a new segment, and we need straight men, gay men, trans, gay women, straight women, trans, bisexual,
married couples,
we need polyamorous folks. We need straight folks. We need fat folks. We need skinny folks. We need ugly folks. We need fine folks.
Thickums, queer.
I'm not with you on the ugly folks.
We need folks.
Okay.
So you so check the box. Yes.
If you identify as get with us, okay? And we need you to do that by dialing 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. It also, if you have more insights on this Carly Russell situation, please inbox me at the real Ebony S @the real_EbonyS. I think that's what. Hey, please, I need to know. We all need to know.
Okay. Naturally Unbothered, go to the IG page. I'm gonna tell you guys something about our IG page. So we have been basically, was it blacklisted on IG and Facebook. So if you don't follow us or you don't send our stuff to someone, you won't find out about us because we've been 100%. So I will tell you that there will be a new Naturally Unbothered Instagram page that's created. It's going to be new crew. And hopefully we won't be blacklisted on there. However, this will always be our main page, but we are creating another page because we can't promote the podcast as we should because they don't like sex. even though there are so many people out here with sex podcasts, they are celebrity driven, so therefore they just give them whatever. And because we don't have any, we're not celebrity driven, they just have just blacklisted us. So also,
and sorry not to cut you off, but other people have stolen Naturally Unbothered in some form or way.
Or and fashion.
If you don't see our face, that ain't us. Don't like
if
them.
You don't see Naturally Unbothered podcast.
Exactly. And if you don't see us. Exactly. Because I'm sure a lot of y'all went over there with her. Because mm-hmm. ain't no way that bitch grew that shit by 3,000. And we're still sitting where we're sitting. So y'all take y'all shit back and come back over here. For real. Damn. That shit.
It's so crazy because we finally have hit 20,000 listeners. Mm-hmm. So you can't have 20,000 listeners weekly tuning into you, but they can't follow you on Instagram, they can't follow you on YouTube, they can't follow you on any type of social media because we have been blocked by social media because of our content. Mm-hmm. But you can't deny the Spotify, the iHeart, the Apple,
Audible.
The Audible. You can't deny the numbers that we create on all these other platforms, but then we ain't even made 1,000 followers on Instagram or Facebook
or YouTube.
YouTube, but we got over 20K listeners weekly.
That's not possible. So anyway, like I said, like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube page on Naturally Unbothered Podcast. Please, if you don't see our face, it's not us. So, I mean, come on. Damn.
Yes, Naturally Unbothered Podcast. So we thank y'all for listening. We thank y'all for tuning in. We thank y'all for riding with us for 4 years. Like, it's dope. It's getting better and better every year. So
it is.
Until next time, y'all, we appreciate y'all.
All right, you guys.
Bye.
We're like Beyonce and Destiny Child. We still remain and we still gain the members.